Now next session is a very important session, de-addiction and Raj Yoga. What the Raj Yoga help in the de-addiction program. So I would like to invite today's session our respected Didiji, Dr. Brahma Kumari Nirmala Didiji, who is director of this Gyan Sarovar, and also Australia, the Australia subcontinent is a center, big huge subcontinent. So I would like to invite Dr. Nirmala Didiji and along with the two chief speaker of today's program, Dr. Avdesh Sharma and Dr. Sachin Parab. So please.
Om Shanti. So sisters are giving flowers and badges to our chief guest. Om Shanti. So I'm sure you are very familiar with this word, Om Shanti now. Medical conference, you must have thought it might be very serious. But you realize it's not as very serious, isn't it? Not getting tired with all this fun and games. I'm pleased to see the sessions are finishing in time and starting in time. So far you are listening to how unburden the negativity and be positive. Because as you see positivity, the thought positive will give you the positive result. Now in the present society, either because of stress, tension, anxiety, or sometimes because of bad company, people get addicted. And day by day, this problem of addiction, mafia, terrorism, murders because of this mafia happening in a society. Everybody knows these addictions are very bad, but somehow or other people get addicted. And in India, tobacco, gutkha, drinking is so much prevalent. But at the same time, heavy drugs like heroin, morphine, cocaine, etc., that are also getting more and more. And unfortunately, I've seen few doctors addicted to morphine, pethidine, etc., because it's easy for them to access those addictive drugs. I haven't been a psychiatrist or I haven't really treated any addicts. But I have seen with meditation how so many patients who were any drug addicts, even heavy drug addicts, tobacco, alcohol, etc., with meditation, because with meditation we receive willpower and inner happiness. And so once we have this help of spiritual knowledge and meditation, I have seen many people giving up their addiction to that extent. I have seen couple of patients getting de-addicted of heroin, cocaine, etc. with the help of their meditation and without undergoing methadone treatment, etc. Also, we had one lady smoking 40 cigarettes per day for 40 years. And with meditation, within 6 to 7 months, she was able to give up that addiction. And to that extent, she used to say, "I can't bear somebody smoking cigarette around me." So, meditation helps a lot for de-addiction. But we have got expert like Dr. Avdhesh Sharma, who is a consultant psychiatrist in practice for more than 30 years. He is nowadays president of Indian Association of Private Psychiatry, past president of Indian Psychiatric Society, North Zone and Delhi Psychiatric Society, founder of Mind's Vision, principal investigator of effect of Raj Yoga lifestyle on de-addiction in India, appeared on more than 100 broadcasts of National Radio of India, director and expert anchor of Mann Ki Baat, author of books like Distress to De-Stress, Alvida Tanav, Spirituality and Mental Health, and has received numerous awards including Gem of India, Rashtriya Gaurav Award, Dr. Ram Chandra Murthy Award, etc. So let us welcome Dr. Sharma and let him share his experience about the addiction. Dr. Sharma.
Good morning. So how many of you want to get high in life? I was just sitting and watching while Dr. Premasand was taking the last session and everybody seemed to be high. We all need a high in life at all points of time. That's the primary motivation of all of us. The minute we go low, whether due to lower blood sugar or because of the atmosphere around us, our body and mind start signaling something is missing. So we replace that and we start feeling well within minutes. What about the high in life or the purpose in life for which we all constantly want at all points of time? So how many of you want a high in life? Everyone. Anything that we do, whether for money or our relationships or position in society, keeping fit, eating healthy, whatever, and including taking chemical substances which can become addictive, the primary purpose is to feel high in life. What's happening around us at this point of time in the society, very, very briefly, is that we are missing that feeling of feeling good. So you feel low, temporarily look for solutions outside, you feel a void within, whatever is available at that point of time, you try and take it, it fulfills a need and the circle is completed. Now incidentally, although we have only spoken about, Didi Nirmala has spoken about the chemical substances of abuse, but at this point of time, people also get addicted to gambling. People also get addicted to relationships. You also get addicted to shopping. So there are all kinds of addictions going on at this point of time, because of which people feel a circle of wanting to feel good, not feeling good, trying to get things which will fulfill their life and not getting it and feeling miserable. Chemical substances are the easiest to procure and to temporarily make you feel good. That's why they are so popular. You don't need to invest in a relationship, you don't need to invest in your job, you don't need to invest to go out and go for a walk. So you take something which chemically bends your mind for a short period of time and makes you feel good. Now if you were to look at the entire spectrum of who feels good? When you have taken a chemical substance, according to you, who feels good? Body. Body can't experience anything. Brain can't experience anything. It's the mind. It's the interface between a bodily substance, which is the brain, and the extension of the brain, which is the five senses, and the interface between that and the consciousness, the soul that we've been talking about for the last 2 days, that is what ultimately feels good. The continuum of consciousness, mind and the body, represented by the brain and the five senses, is what completes the cycle. Most of the medicine at this point of time, unfortunately, has only become focused on molecules. So if you go into the Journal of Addiction, which is the international journal, almost 90% of them would be studies talking about certain chemicals, especially serotonin, endorphin, and also the noradrenaline now, and the adrenaline, the rush of which makes you feel good. But that's at a very, very small level, chemical level. The driving force behind it, which is at the level of consciousness, most people don't talk about it. Unfortunately, if you only correct the lowest common denominator, then after some time, the power that is responsible for improving it, or the power which was responsible for creating it, does not get manipulated. So what we typically see, how many of you have dealt with patients of chemical substance abuse? Only one. Okay. Again, that's unfortunate, because if I tell you the figures, almost one third of the, and WHO figures, almost one third of the population is addicted to tobacco in one form or another. 10% of the population at this point of time has problems with alcohol. Not definitely substance abuse, but of all those who drink, 10% subsequently become addicted. 10 to 15% of the population has problems with either cannabis or opium or opiates, including injectables, and about 8 to 10% of the population has problems with sleeping pills, antidepressants, painkillers. So we are talking about one-fourth to half of the population at some point of time using a substance of abuse, including many of us sitting here. Because incidentally, the incidence of doctors or medical professionals abusing substances, especially painkillers, is amongst the highest as a profession. The fact that most of our clients do not come to us for treatment is because we are able to help them only at a very small level, at the level of just bending their chemicals. So typically a person comes in, he is de-addicted, which is a wrong word for a long-term solution to a long-term problem. So the person is helped to wean off that particular substance for 5 to 7 days and then left on their own to bring about a change in their lifestyle. And that's why even in the best of centers, only about 30% of those who enter a de-addiction program actually remain well beyond 6 months. The rates of relapse are almost two-thirds to half at the end of 1 year. Sorry, two-thirds to three-fourths at the end of 1 year. Last about 20 years, I have been personally touched by the problem of addiction. 20 years back, for the first time, I came into this area of Mount Abu, like you, invited by the Brahma Kumaris, reached here, and that was a very, very powerful 7 days retreat, like some of you, I can see from the faces, who have been experiencing. By about fourth day, I started having a shift in my consciousness. And like a typical psychiatrist, I said it has precipitated a hidden illness inside me. I have probably flipped into some kind of a psychotic illness. The shift in consciousness was that I was feeling great, a little too great. I had a little less need for sleep. I was feeling a lot of extrasensory perceptions. By about fourth day, this entire thing was complete. And when I went back to Delhi, where I belong, and I, like many of you who may be consuming substance of abuse, I used to smoke, I used to drink occasional alcohol, maybe about twice a week in social situations. So I went to this party and I had my beer and I vomited. That was my first personal brush with shift in consciousness, bringing about a change at the chemical level. Most of us are aware that drinkers or smokers or drug abusers during 9 days of Navratras suddenly go cold turkey. They stop. But they wait for the 10th day. As soon as 9 din pure hue, to 10th din back with vengeance. Same thing happens to people during Ramadan. For 1 month, they are able to give up and then they get back. So for me, that was the first brush of mind over matter. Last about 20 years, this kind of scientific experiments to see what happens when you use consciousness to bring about a change in the human being. Incidentally, most of you would be knowing that there is component of being, which is the soul, and humus, which is the body, which both comprise the human being. So what is the effect of the consciousness on the body? And we are finding, and if you actually now start looking at the literature, that at the level of the consciousness, whenever there is a change, that change through the mind percolates into bringing about changes at the level of the body. Many studies that have been done of people during meditation, the same kind of chemicals are released in the mind and the body as they would be with certain chemical substance of abuse. So you are getting a natural high. Coupled with that, the other components of the so-called Rajyogi lifestyle, which is about the kind of food that you have, the kind of day-to-day routine that you have, and probably most important, the kind of people that you meet, the interactions which are non-toxic, that happen, because of which you are constantly in that state of feeling high. And along with that, the power that you draw from the Supreme, That completes a way of shifting yourself from becoming dependent on outside sources to generating the same chemicals within. Now, it was a good hypothesis. We said, are we going to leave it at that? As scientific persons, we need to start looking at what exactly happens in a rigorous scientific atmosphere. So for the last about 1 year, myself and Dr. Sachin and the whole medical wing, we are conducting series of studies now. Initial results will come out soon. Extremely positive. Where we are finding that those people, incidentally, how many of you have visited the Pandav Bhavan? Okay, the rest probably will go tomorrow. Where when you go to the main hall, there are two matkas kept there. And those matkas are that when people come, they are asked, do you want to give up addictions? And a lot of people drop, whether it is symbolic in terms of writing, main peena chhod dunga, or bidis or gutkas or whatever they are eating, and they just drop it there. So we tried to find out what has happened to those who are following certain style of living, which we are calling Rajyoga lifestyle, which entails following certain basic principles of living and meditating and the knowledge that you receive. It's estimated that possibly between 50,000 to 1 lakh people who have passed through the Brahma Kumaris have left addictions of various kinds. More importantly, not left, but have stayed off it. Due to constant interaction with the centers or with places like this, where they have the motivation to keep going forward and getting a natural high. So, in the first phase, we have studied about 5,000 such people, and now we are doing in about 3,000 people, their case histories, and the next phase we would have prospective studies. So the take-home message. Many of us who are involved in work where addictions, at least to chemical substances, are interfering in the treatment, or they are a problem to be dealt with directly, Rajyogi lifestyle is a very, very important tool and component which can be utilized by people to stay off on a long-term basis from all chemical substances. Why I was surprised as a psychiatrist that it is not about only tobacco. It's not only about alcohol, but even harder drugs. What are the components scientifically? What we will need to do is something that we will come back to you probably by December, definitely by the time, hopefully, when you come here next time. Dr. Sachin, Dr. Girish Patel, and pioneer Dr. Banarsi, who were responsible for starting group de-addiction programs, 7 to 10 days kind of camps, to have large number of people at one point of time leaving it and then staying off it, are the ones who initiated. And I'll now suggest that Dr. Sachin, who's continuously also doing this work in the community, he shares his own wisdom into the processes that go on. So thank you very much for a very, very efficient hearing. Thank you.
Om Sharma. Thank you, Dr. Sharma. It was short and sweet. But because the time is short, I think he couldn't speak much about it. Now we will listen to Dr. Sachin Parab, who is Consultant of Training and Development, Vikhroli, Mumbai. And he has a profile. He is visiting Faculty of Training and Development as BSES, MG Hospital, Andheri, Mumbai. Faculty of Clinical Research for the MBA students of various clinical research organizations. consultant to the Indian Pharmaceutical and Clinical Research, corporate trainer to various corporate sectors, etc. And he has very good experience of regressing coronary artery disease through diet, exercise and Raja Yoga meditation. So without further ado, I'll let Dr. Sachin to talk to you.
Thank you very much. Om Shanti. Acha taliya bachao chalega. Thank you. Sabse pehle, I would thank Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba for giving me this opportunity. Our Dr. Ashok Mehta Banarsi Bhai, because I am youngest in the team and they all are big bosses here. Respected Didi Nirmala Didi, Baba inko Nirmal Ashram kehte, I always remember her speciality. Dr. Avdesh Sharma, I am not a psychiatrist. I am a child of Baba, who is using me for this service. I don't know why he is using me. Last several years, I have traveled across India, right from Nagaland and Mizoram, where centers have opened through this service and a lot of people have benefited all over India. And especially at our center in Vikhroli, I have learned many things which I am going to share. Perhaps they are not taught in the medical books and colleges. So, wo sab cheeze aapke saamne main share karne wala hoon. This is what I have learned in last six or many years. Addiction means looking for right things but at wrong place. हम सबको सही चीजें चाहिए, जैसे डॉक्टर अवधेश शर्मा ने बहुत अच्छा बताया. हम सबको क्या चाहिए, क्या चाहिए हम सबको? हाँ, हाई चाहिए. किसमें हाई? सैलरी हाई. किसमें हाई चाहिए? पार्डन? यस, फीलिंग ऑफ बीइंग एक्सेप्टेड बाय द सोसाइटी. अप्रूवल, ठीक है ना? अप्रूवल चाहिए. दो दिन हमने एक्सरसाइज किया ना, वी वॉन्ट दैट फीलिंग अप्रूवल. वी वॉन्ट दैट हैप्पीनेस, पीस, ब्लेस. वी ऑल वॉन्ट दिस बेसिक थिंग, सेवन क्वालिटीज ऑफ द सोल. लेकिन हम कहां ढूंढ रहे हैं? कहां ढूंढ रहे हैं? कई लोग मैं देख रहा था, गीत चल रहे थे तो बहुत अच्छी तरह से डांस कर रहे थे. आई वॉज ऑब्जर्विंग यू वेरी क्लोजली. और जैसे ही गीत बंद हो गया, क्या हुआ? You feel the difference? जब गाना बजेगा तब हम खुश रहेंगे, गाना नहीं बजा तो? ऐसा है? ऐसा नहीं है. We don't require all these things. गाना तो अंदर अपने आप बजता है, ठीक है ना? नशा के बारे में हमको शिव बाबा ने बहुत अच्छी बात बताई. बाबा ने कहा कि सबसे बड़ा नशा कौन सा है? हमको यहां पर सिखाया जाता है कि सबसे बड़ा नशा जो है वो है नारायणी नशा, गॉडली इंटॉक्सिकेशन. और आई हैव गॉट प्रूफ ऑफ दिस बिकॉज आई हैव सीन थाउजेंड्स ऑफ पीपल इन इंडिया हु आर गिवन अप एडिक्शन. तो मैं आपके सामने कोई स्लाइड्स में और कोई बात नहीं बताने वाला, मैं प्रैक्टिकल एक्सपीरियंस आपको सुनाने वाला हूं. वो है एक डॉक्टर का, दैट्स आई एम शेयरिंग. ही इज माई गुड फ्रेंड. ही वॉज एडिक्ट. हर दो पेशेंट के बाद में उसका चलता था ऐसे. He used to have tobacco, gutka, cigarette. तो मुझे बहुत बुरा लगता था कि मैं पूरे भारत में जाके लोगों के नशे छुड़ाता हूं. Why not this person? So I took it as a challenge. I know it is difficult, क्योंकि पढ़े लिखे लोगों को अनपढ़ लोग जल्दी मान जाते हैं, but पढ़े लिखे और उसमें doctor, it is very difficult. We are taught doctors are bad patients. तो मैं गया हिम्मत करके, बाबा को याद करके. मैंने उसको पूछा, अरे देख भैया, मैं पूरे भारत में जाता हूं, लोग हमको कहते हैं कि आप हमको क्यों बताते हो? डॉक्टर्स हैं जिनको सब कुछ पता है, फिर भी वो नशा करते हैं. आप उनको पहले समझाओ, तुम्हारे वजह से हमको सुनना पड़ता है. तो मैंने उसको पूछा कि तुम तंबाकू क्यों खाते हो? क्या बोला होगा? नहीं, उसको गुस्सा आया और मुझे बोला, खबरदार इसको तंबाकू बोला तो. मैंने कहा तंबाकू को तंबाकू नहीं बोलेंगे तो क्या बोले? बोलते नहीं ये तंबाकू नहीं है। मैंने बोला क्या है? इसे नहीं ये है चैतन्य चूर्ण है ये। आई सेड व्हाट डू यू मीन बाय चैतन्य चूर्ण? बोलते जैसे लेने के बाद एक चैतन्यता आती है। मैंने कहा फिर सिगरेट पीते हो उसका क्या? फिर से गुस्सा है, बोला खबरदार। मैंने कहा अभी क्या है? खबरदार इसको सिगरेट बोला तो। मैंने कहा क्या बोलना चाहिए? बोलता नहीं हम भारतीय है ये सिगरेट नहीं है। मैंने कहा क्या है? उसने बोला ये नहीं सिगरेट नहीं है, ये है श्वेत वस्त्र धारिणी धूम्रपान दंडिका। श्वेत वस्त्र धारिणी धूम्रपान दंडिका। मैंने कहा बीच बीच में तुम बीड़ी भी फूंकते हो उसका क्या? बोला बीड़ी नहीं है ये, हम भारतीय है। मैंने कहा बीड़ी को क्या बोलेंगे? बोला नहीं ये है हरित वस्त्र धारिणी धूम्रपान दंडिका। मैंने कहा वो ठीक है लेकिन तुम डॉक्टर हो, तुमको पता है ये स्लो पॉइजन है, ये तुमको धीरे धीरे खत्म कर रहा है। क्या जवाब दिया होगा? मैंने कहा इट्स अ स्लो पॉइजन, यू आर वेरी वेल अवेयर, धीरे धीरे तुमको खत्म कर रहा है। बोलता है कि हां सचिन मेरे को भी कोई जल्दी नहीं, मैं भी धीरे धीरे ही मरना चाहता। ऐसे लोगों को हैंडल करना बहुत डिफिकल्ट होता है। मैंने उनको पूछा कि लेकिन तुझे मिलता क्या है इसमें, व्हाई डू यू स्मोक? क्या जवाब दिया होगा? बोला सचिन तू ट्राई कर तेरे को पता चलेगा मैं स्मोक करता हूं। देन आई सेड ओके, मेरी जब इच्छा होगी अंदर से तब मैं सोच, लेकिन तुझे क्या मिलता है? परसिस्टेंट। थोड़ा देर वो सोचा और फिर बोला सचिन जैसे ही मैं लेता हूं ना एक किक मिलता है। मैंने कहा व्हाट डू यू मीन बाय किक? मुझे तो फुटबॉल का किक पता है, ये कौन सा किक है? देन ही सेड जैसे ही मैं लेता हूं ना एकदम शांति हो जाती है। दैट इज व्हाट ही सेड, एकदम शांति। आई सेड आई टोल्ड हिम इमीडिएटली यू आर बैंग ऑन द टारगेट, आपको सिगरेट की जरूरत ही नहीं है, आपको शांति की जरूरत है जो आप सिगरेट में ढूंढ रहे हैं। अगर सिगरेट में शांति होती तो ब्रह्मा कुमारी ओम शांति नहीं बोलती, सिगरेट शांति बोलती। और हम सबको सिगरेट डेथर बोलते, सिगरेट पियो शांत हो जाओ। देन ही स्टार्टेड थिंकिंग, यू नो इंटेलेक्चुअल्स को अगर उनको कन्विंस हो गया ना देन दे आर वेरी फास्ट। तो उसने मुझे पूछा क्या करूं कहां से मिलेगी? मैंने कहा देख मैं गारंटी नहीं देता लेकिन अगर तू मेडिटेशन करेगा हो सकता है तेरा ये एडिक्शन छूट जाए। एंड बिलीव मी वो डॉक्टर 22 साल से एडिक्ट था, 22 इयर्स, एंड 7 डेज ऑफ राजयोग उसका पूरा नशा छूट गया, कंप्लीटली ही लेफ्ट द एडिक्शन। एंड दिस इज द मिराकल ऑफ राजयोग आई हैव सीन। वी आर टॉट इन मेडिकल कॉलेज एडिक्शन छोड़ना बहुत कठिन होता है, एडिक्शन छोड़ेंगे तो विड्रॉल होंगे, बहुत सारी तकलीफ होगी। बिलीव मी 90% ऑफ द पीपल हु आई हैव सीन मिनिमल और नो विड्रॉल्स विथ राजयोग। आई एम येट टू कम अक्रॉस व्हाई इट इज हैपनिंग। हमारा एक भाई था गटर में पड़ा रहता था, दो दो दिन शराब पी के, अफीम चरस गांजा, 7 डेज राजयोग गॉन। तो आई वॉज क्यूरियस कि क्या इस पर जरा बात करते, आई इंटरेक्ट विद दिस पीपल। मैंने पूछा तुमने कैसे छोड़ा इतना डिफिकल्ट, तुम तो गटर में पड़े रहते थे दो दो दिन, क्या ऐसा तुमको यहां पे मिला? यानी कि वेरी ब्यूटीफुल आंसर। उसने कहा अरे मुझे पता चला ब्रह्मा कुमारी में आके कि मैं तो देवता हूं, देवता ये सब नहीं करते। दैट वन पॉइंट किक्ड हिम, एंड ही सेल्फ एस्टीम जो हाई की बात कही उसका स्वमान जागृत हो गया। दिस इज द मिराकल। एंड बिलीव मी एडिक्शन इज नॉट ओनली हार्ड ड्रग्स। जैसे हम एडिक्शन बोलते लोगों के सामने टोबैको एंड अल्कोहल आता है। आई हैव सीन ऑल द एडिक्शंस व्हिच ही हैज सेड। मेरे पास टाइम कम है, अदरवाइज आई वुड हैव शोन यू द फोटोग्राफ्स। आई हैव सीन वन लेडी हु इज मैरिड सिंस 20 इयर्स, 12 साल से वो रोज रात को 2 बॉटल थम्सअप की पीती है। जब तक वो पीते नहीं है तब तक उसको नींद नहीं आता है। आई सेड व्हाट? हस्बैंड के साथ प्रॉब्लम है। So what she is looking in thumbs up, that sweetness which is not there in life. Addiction means I have seen, fulfilling a spiritual desire in a materialistic way. जो shopping का इन्होंने कहा, why people feel good after shopping? पैसा नहीं है फिर भी शॉपिंग करेंगे. कंपल्सिव बायर्स आर देयर. मेनी एडिक्शंस आर देयर. रिलेशनशिप एडिक्शन. हमारे पास पेशेंट आते हैं रिलेशनशिप एडिक्शन के. विकारों का एडिक्शन होता है. वी डॉक्टर्स नो व्हाट इज विकारों का एडिक्शन. ये सब केसेस है और ये केसेस मेरे पास आते हैं. आई कैन नॉट नेम द पीपल बट आई हैव सीन दिस केसेस. चाय का तो बात ही मैं नहीं करने वाला हूं. आई हैव सीन पीपल. 4 बजे उनको चाय नहीं मिला, क्या हो जाता है? हेडेक चालू हो जाता है. आई रिमेंबर वन डॉक्टर जिसको स्टोन हुआ, यूरिनरी स्टोन. 10 ग्लास रोज चाय पीता था. ग्लास हा, नॉट कप. स्टोन हुआ, स्टोन के लिए दवा करेगा लेकिन चाय नहीं छोड़ेगा. दैट इज द एडिक्शन, केमिकल एडिक्शन. सो देयर आर मेनी एडिक्शंस. इट्स अ कंपेलिंग डिजायर जिसके बगैर आप रह नहीं सकते हो. मैं मजाक में ऐसे कहता हूं कि हमको भी एडिक्शन है. हमको दूसरों का नशा छुड़ाने का नशा है. उसके बगैर हम रेस्टलेस होते हैं. देयर आर मेनी कॉजेस ऑफ एडिक्शन. आई एम नॉट गोइंग बी बीइंग अ डॉक्टर बट आई हैव सीन दीज आर एक्सटर्नल कॉजेस. पीयर प्रेशर, रिलेशनशिप. आई हैव सीन वो पर्सनालिटी में कुछ तो होता है. देयर आर रिसेप्टर्स. अभी साइंस कहता है रिसेप्टर्स. देयर इज सम पर्सनालिटी हु इज प्रोन टू दिस एडिक्शन बिकॉज आई हैव सीन पीपल विद दिस. This is what Dr. Avdesh Sharma was talking, a reward circuit. This is ventral tegmental area, goes to nucleus accumbens and then to cerebral cortex. I'll give you example, food addiction ka. Aap abhi lunch ke waqt samjho aapko gulab jamun mila. Gulab jamun aapne zaban par rakha. Immediately this center is hit, dopamine is released, aur aap kehte ho, wow, bahut achha lag raha hai. क्या होगा? जैसे आपने कहा बहुत अच्छा लग रहा है, एक और जाएगा तो और अच्छा लगेगा. दिस इज हाउ इट हैपेंस एंड यू आर ट्रैप्ड. दिस इज द सेंटर डोपामिन. देयर आर वेरियस एडिक्शन. गैम्बलिंग इज वन एडिक्शन. आज के जमाने में कंप्यूटर इज एडिक्शन. और मैं देख रहा हूं पिछले 2 दिन से, मुझे बहुत लोगों ने रिक्वेस्ट किया आप बोलते क्यों नहीं है. लोग बीच में मोबाइल ऑन रखते हैं. यू कैन कीप इट इन साइलेंट मोड. मोबाइल इज अ बिग एडिक्शन. पीपल कांट स्विच ऑफ देयर मोबाइल. उनको लगता है पता नहीं कौन सा कॉल आएगा एंड इफ आई मिस दैट कॉल माय लाइफ इज गॉन. यस, देयर आर पीपल हु जस्ट कांट स्विच ऑफ. वन डेथ हैपेंड इन मुंबई. वन पर्सन डाइड बिकॉज ऑफ मोबाइल. आई डू नॉट हैव टाइम. वर्कहोलिज्म इज ऑल्सो एन एडिक्शन. This addiction is increasing. You must be aware. Whitener addiction. बहुत बढ़ते जा रहा है इंडिया में. This is shopping. I was going to talk. I am not going. But एक मैं बात जरूर बताऊंगा before closing. You know, world statistics. 1 billion deaths in this century. Indian statistics. 9 crore people are going to die because of this addiction. And 6 lakhs Mumbai कर. Which is this addiction? कौन सा होगा ये? जिसके वजह से 1 billion deaths will happen in this century. Yes? Let's see. You know, I am just talking about these slides are prepared by one Tata onco surgeon, Dr. Pankaj Chaturvedi. He said pesticide issue jab hua, cold drinks mein aaya, logo ne bahut halla machaya. But there are so many pesticides, jiske baare mein koi kuch nahi keh raha hai. You know, there are pesticides in all these products. Ye Nokia ki battery thi, there was some problem with the battery. And 10 million batteries were recalled from the market. Remember, only few batteries had problem. 10 million batteries are recalled. Aur iske bare mein we are not talking. And this happened in China. Adulterated milk. You know, you must have read all these things. Ye melanin jo, sorry, what was that? Melamine. This product was found. 6 babies died. And these were hanged people. Products were withdrawn from all these countries only because 6 babies died. और यहां पे हर साल लाखों लोग मर रहे हैं पर कुछ होता नहीं है. Drug busted. Tsunami आई थी इंडिया में. 1.5 lakhs people died. और पूरा वर्ल्ड में न्यूज फैल गई. यहां पे रोज मर रहे हैं लोग. 2.5 thousand every day in India. We are not talking. एंड सबका एक कारण है टोबैको. प्लीज टॉक टू योर पेशेंट्स टू गिव अप टोबैको. मैं नहीं मानता कि भारत गरीब है. हम कहते भारत गरीब है. नो, वी आर स्पेंडिंग 27,000 crore rupees. ऑल दिस कैन बी प्रिवेंटेड. अगर आपसे नहीं होता है, इफ यू डू नॉट टॉक, प्लीज रिफर दोज पेशेंट्स टू ब्रह्मा कुमारीज. वी आर देयर टू हेल्प यू. टोबैको अगर हम रिमूव करते बहुत सारे. दिस वॉट डॉक्टर वॉज सेइंग टू द IMAs ऑफ मुंबई. वॉट यू सेड, टोबैको बिजनेस इज अ क्राइम अगेंस्ट ह्यूमैनिटी बिकॉज इट इज किलिंग 10 lakhs people in India and 5 million, that is 50 lakhs in the world. And we doctors are witness to this crime. We can stop this crime against humanity in India. There are many things. I'll just share one more experience. This is what we do. This patient ka kya hua? Iska tracheostomy kiya gaya. What doctors saw during the round, this patient whose this whole thing was removed, tracheostomy was done because of smoking, cancer was, he was smoking from here, tracheostomy. I was just shocked. I said, 2.5 inch ki cigarette hai, 5 feet ke insaan ko control karti hai. Where is our power gone? We just can't control 2.5 inch of cigarettes. Passive smoking. This is one video which will shock you. But I will be, I'm amazed, people laughed at this video, which I'm going to show you now. No issue. बीच में कोई entertainment चाहिए ना हमको. कहाँ गया cursor इसका? हाँ. Just watch this video. This is happening in India also. इसका audio है क्या? It is not playing. हाँ चालू हुआ, चालू हुआ. But audio वो आ रहा है, भाई आ रहा है, भाई आ रहा है. Watch this video. He is 2 साल का बच्चा है. दिन में 40 cigarette पीता है. 2 साल का बच्चा है. His name is Adi. इसने Adi कर दिया है. वो मैं बताऊंगा आपको. I am going to talk about this. और आप सोचते हैं हमारे भारत में ऐसा नहीं होगा. I am very sorry. This happens in India also. ये 40 cigarette रोज का पीता है, 40 cigarette at the age of 2. And he just chain smoker. एक के साथ दूसरी पीता है लगा के. ये उसकी सिस्टर है और बहुत स्टाइल में पीता है. बाद में दूध पी लेता है.
Luckily, Aldi is now in rehab under Indonesia's National Commission Child Protection Supervision.
Light, please. मुझे बहुत बुरा लगा जब आप हंस रहे थे. Why? क्योंकि हम सबको लगता है मेरे घर में ये नहीं होगा, हमारे पास ऐसा नहीं होगा. Please be careful. You are not aware what is happening in your family. आई एम फ्रॉम मुंबई. मुझे लगा मुंबई में ऐसा नहीं होगा. मेरे पास 4 बच्चे आए. हाँ, फैमिली. तो इट हैपन्स इन इंडिया. फॉर योर इन्फॉर्मेशन, बिग सिटीज लाइक मुंबई इट इज हैपनिंग. 4 साल के 4 बच्चे आए. बोले डॉक्टर साहब हमको दवाई चाहिए. मैंने कहा क्या पापा कोई स्मोकिंग करते? नहीं पापा नहीं. मैंने कहा मम्मी करते हैं? नहीं मम्मी नहीं. चाचा? नहीं हम करते हैं. मैंने कहा क्या करते हो? सिगार पीते हैं. मुझे लगा मजाक कर रहा है. मैंने कहा सिगर देखा है कैसा होता है? जेब से निकाल के दिखाया. मैंने कहा व्हाट इज द कॉस्ट ऑफ दिस सिगार? 70 rupees वन सिगार. पैसा कहां से लाते हैं? चुप हो गया. बोला हम चोरी करते हैं. चोरी करके पैसा लाके सिगार, एक सिगार 4 लोग में पीते क्योंकि लंबी होती है. मैंने कहा और क्या है? कभी कभी हफ्ते में 2 दिन शराब पीते. मैंने कहा क्यों छोड़ना चाहते? बोलते तकलीफ होता है इसलिए छोड़ना चाहिए. दैट इज द कंडीशन वेयर आई लिव इन विक्रोली. दैट इज द कंडीशन इन मुंबई. And this is same condition at very places. और आप ये मत सोचना आपके घर में नहीं. बहुत parents को पता नहीं कि उनके बच्चे, क्योंकि मैं schools में program करता हूँ. So I have seen this. बोलते मम्मी पापा को पता है? बोलते नहीं उनको पता नहीं है, आप बताना मत. So this is happening. ये सब 9वीं 10वीं के बच्चे हैं. सब mucous fibrosis, you know. This is lockjaw, 0 millimeter opening. I am not going alcohol. Just एक और email दिखाता हूँ. This email has gone across entire world. लाइट, ये बहुत ओल्ड ईमेल है पर दिस इज वॉट हैपन्स इन इंडिया में. दिस इज 17 ईयर ओल्ड चैप with alcohol he crushed the vehicle. Kya hua rahega? This is the vehicle of that Jacqueline. Kya hua rahega? Kya hua rahega Jacqueline ko? See, this is the Jacqueline. And she was, her vehicle was crushed by this 17-year-old. Baad mein log pashchatap karte hai. But, kya hua rahega? See, this is what happened to Jacqueline. And this is our original photo. This is after the accident. Not everyone who gets hit by the drunk driver dies. Aap ye mat socho ki hamare saath kabhi nahi hoga. That person could be anyone from your family. Kabhi nahi aisa sochna, kyunki humne dekha hai. Abhi TV pe ek serial chal raha hai, Satyameva Jayate. You must be watching. That Karan was hit by someone. इसलिए हम सबकी सोशल रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी है एंड वी डॉक्टर्स मस्ट टॉक अबाउट दिस मस्ट टॉक विद द पीपल. ये हमारा विक्रोली का सेंटर है एंड वेरी प्राउड टू से दैट हमारे यहाँ पे सब बहनें सेवा करते हैं. आई एम नॉट देयर, आई जस्ट सपोर्ट देम. ब्रह्मा कुमारी नीलिमा बहन इज द इंचार्ज ऑफ विक्रोली एंड उनके साथ यहाँ पे बहन भी आई होगी. आशा बहन, आर यू देयर? बीके आशा, शी इज नॉट देयर. But she is doing this service. You can meet the wonderful experience they are having. I am just finishing. This is how they counsel. I see the patient when I am there. This is the group, Alcohol Anonymous, just a Sanjeevani group we say. We teach them not only meditation, we teach them pranayama. Ye gentleman 50 saal ka addiction isko hai. Can you believe 50 saal ka addiction, 7 days gone without any withdrawal. And now, I don't know how this happens, but we are studying it. Raj Yoga somehow works. At what level, I don't know. This is meditation. I am not talking about meditation, but I am requesting all of you, please don't be a witness to a crime. Please intervene. As a doctor, you have responsibility. Please talk to the people to give up addiction, especially tobacco, gutka. And if you think that patient can't be de-addicted, actually de-addiction is a wrong word. We don't believe de-addiction, allopathy. We say once an addict is always an addict. We use the word soberty. Sober rahe wo achha hai. Because many patients jo humare paas aate kehte ki giving up addiction is very easy. I have given up many times. That's what the relapse means. They give up and they start again. आप में से किसी को भी कोई प्रश्न है, यू आर मोस्ट वेलकम. यू कैन मीट मी बिकॉज लैक ऑफ टाइम आर लेस टाइम. आई एम नॉट गोइंग हियर, बट व्हाट आई एम सेइंग इज राजयोगा इज अ इजिएस्ट वे इफ कंबाइन विद मेडिकेशन. आई एम नॉट सेइंग नॉट टू यूज मेडिसिन, यूज मिनिमली, बट देन टेपर ऑफ. आई हैव सीन पीपल शिफ्टेड फ्रॉम सिगरेट टोबैको टू निकोटीन एडिक्शन. च्यूइंगम का एडिक्शन हो जाता है. एंड देन देर आर महारथीज जो स्मोकिंग भी करते हैं, च्यूइंगम भी खाते हैं. दोनों चलता रहता है उनका. सो प्लीज teach them, refer them to Raj Yoga meditation and it will definitely help. Thank you very much. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. So we thank both the doctors for sharing their experiences. As the time was short, they couldn't elaborate much. But as Dr. Sajid has invited, if anybody has questions, they can meet Dr. Sharma or Dr. Sachin outside.